This is with Aleph Nisan, Tafshin Pehe. We're holding a Siman Kuf Hey, Sif Aleph. We're going all the way to the end of Siman Kuf Vav. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch teaches us that Mechol Moed, even if Malacha is not being done, but there's certain things that are also because of what's called Tircha. A few people asked me actually before Yantav to do about this Shaila. It would seem that it's a perfect time to move, and yet the Kitzur teaches us you're not allowed to move from one Dira to another dira if it's in a different courtyard. So that means if you have a house that's in the same courtyard and you're moving to another house, and basically you're not going through a public area, the Mishnah Berurah even holds that as long as you could go from one courtyard to the next courtyard, everything is connected, you'll be able to move things. The idea is that it doesn't require a lot of, the assumption doesn't require a lot of effort. It's not so simple today, because today moving, literally moving, could be tremendous, very extenuous effort, and therefore one should definitely ask a shayla before doing so. But there are other leniencies in a situation where a person is renting and he could go into his own new house. So that's already really part of the Oneg Yom Tov and the Simchas Moed. Or there's a Makom Seda. Someone told me you actually had to move things out of the office, so therefore there's going to be a loss. So definitely when it comes to these shaylas, one should ask a specific shayla because there's a lot of details, but that's the general concept. If a person needs to bring in his fruits or other type of merchandise because he's scared it's going to be stolen and there's a loss, so that's always the key factor. Whenever there's a possibility of loss, so one is allowed to take care and do what he needs to do. But however, a person should make sure that as much as possible to do betzina. Betzina means in modesty. That shouldn't be so public. But if they can't, since it's a davar sheh, but it's a davar aved, it's considered a concern of a loss, you're allowed to do even publicly. Siman Kufvav is the classical halacha of mekach hamemka business. It's something that over the past few years, people actually strengthened themselves much more and told men the Eilam HaTorah in the world of Torah, to not that Chol HaMoed is not so simple to do, to just go to work. It's on the simple level, it's also to go to work. You're not allowed to work. However, there's exceptions. Person doesn't have what to eat. Person has to work. It's going to be a davar aved. As we'll see in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, sometimes even a potential profit can actually also be considered davar aved, even though generally speaking, it's not. Davar aved usually means that I have something that it's going, if I don't take care of it now, we're not going to sell it. I'm going to lose the merchandise itself. But let's go through the halachas. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch basically tells us, if there's nizdam l'revach merubeh, a great profit. So that's a very debatable point. What great profit means? The problem with that is it's an unusual sale that one can make. So then one could is allowed to do so. And even then, already see from Gemara and Chazal and other sources that one who refrains is going to get rewarded. So it's definitely something to have in mind. Even when a person does do something, let's say something that's unusual, he should add more to what he would have honored Yom Tov with, meaning to buy more food, kugel, whatever it is, that's the right thing to do. As we mentioned, if it's going to be something from the merchandise, the existing merchandise, you're allowed to sell. It's interesting. Someone asked me about a stock. I think it was going to make whatever it is. I don't know, even about $4,000, whatever it was. It wasn't going to be a great profit. So I told them it's better not to. But in any case, if there is another example, like we said, if there's what's called the Yarid, a market day. And if it's an unusual market day, it could be it's connected to the holidays of the non-Jews. A lot of people come and it's an unusual opportunity. So then one is allowed to, even where it's minyas harevach, that means even if it's avoid, it's the potential of profit, since it's so unusual, it's considered like a davar of it. So this is something, a concept that people are not so familiar with. This is that, by the way, halacha in buying also. That some buying in Chol HaMoed you're not allowed to, but if you're buying for the, if there's an unusual sale, then one is permitted to do so. A few people ask me that during Chol HaMoed, they could buy clothing, whatever it is. So stamp shopping you're not allowed to do, but if it's for the purpose of Moed, and or there's an unusual sale, so then one's allowed to. Another case that the Kitzur actually says is someone that needs wine at the time of harvest, so you should have for the rest of the year. And this way, the wine won't, won't have problems with pricing. He's allowed to buy Chol HaMoed. That means if he's doing it because it's going to be much more, it's going to be much. He's going to save a lot of money now. That's okay, but just for business purposes, one's not allowed to do so. opening up stores like the classical stores that we have today, whether it's Evergreen, Wesley Kosher, etc. All these stores you're allowed to open, and you could do so even b'fachesed in public. And once you're opening in for a non-Jew, you could open up also for a Jew. You could open up for a non-Jew also. Collecting debts, the minhag is to be lenient because it's considered avavit. Many times, you know, if you have an opportunity to get a debt, and this includes even from Jews. When it comes to lending money with interest to a non-Jew, there's a very interesting concept also with avavit, that if someone is used to being your customer, and now you're going to tell them, "I can't lend you money. Sorry, it's a holiday." And because of that, they're going to go to someone else, and now they're going to feel comfortable with that person, that you're going to lose a customer. That's also considered davar avet. So therefore, one's allowed to lend money. This includes even to Jews if you're using what's called a heter iska. So that's a new and beautiful concept of davar avet that sometimes people don't realize. And this applies also a lot of times. People have questions: can they return emails to clients? Sometimes you have to do so, but partially because of Ava. And consideration, and they don't understand why you're not responding. So that's something to keep in mind. The last halacha is chiluf matbeis, basically converting different coins into different currencies. So the Kiddush says don't do it. There's no reason to do it because there's no purpose for yantar. But if there is a need for it in Chol HaMoed, there's definitely what to rely on. Have a great day.